Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
8:15 now. We've been asking you for your pets' names. Dr. B, our friend, Dr. Brent Wallace, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health. Doc, I know you got a couple of boxes. What are their names?
Yeah, I've got Remy, and actually we had JoJo, but we don't have JoJo anymore.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you had two.
Okay.
I didn't realize. Well, how's Remy doing?
Remy's doing good. He's crazy, like usual, like all boxers.
Well, but that's why we love him, right?
Absolutely.
Well, whether you're newly eligible for Medicare or if you've had it for years, there is a lot to learn about the program, and that's why Dr. B is here from People's Health to talk about four common Medicare myths. So, Doc, I guess, what is myth number one?
Yeah, sure. So a lot of people think that original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans cover the same services, and actually that's not true. So original Medicare is going to cover all the medically necessary things you might need when you're in a hospital or if you go to your doctor's office or maybe in an outpatient healthcare facility. But what it doesn't cover is those Part D prescription drugs that so many people need, and it doesn't cover routine services for things like dental, vision, and hearing. The Medicare Advantage plans are required to cover all of the services that original Medicare covers, but most of those plans may offer extra benefits as well, and that can include that prescription drug coverage that a lot of people need, and a lot of times they include eyewear, hearing aids. Sometimes they'll have a fitness center membership, and then a lot of them will have a credit that you can use to spend on over-the-counter needs or maybe wellness items.
Are there some other ways that original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans are different?
Yeah, so original Medicare lets you go see any doctor and go to any hospital that accepts Medicare, and that can be anywhere in the United States. But the Medicare Advantage plans, a lot of times, will have a more narrow network of physicians and healthcare facilities that you may be required to use. You have to stay in network with those plans. And so Medicare Advantage plans may also require referrals to go see a specialist or prior authorization before you receive medical services or some of the drugs that you might be taking. And that prior authorization means that you have to get approval from the health plan before it agrees to pay towards those cost of services. Original Medicare, in general, does not require any referrals or prior authorizations.
All right, there you go. Myth number one, busted. Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans do not cover the same services. How about myth number two?
Yeah, so another common misconception is that if you join a Medicare Advantage plan, you no longer have Medicare, and that is not true. You actually do have Medicare, and you have all those rights and protections that come with Medicare, but your Medicare Advantage plan is actually providing the coverage for all of those services that you need, like the healthcare services, the prescription drugs, et cetera. And so at the doctor's office and the pharmacy, you're going to show them your health plan ID card instead of that red, white, and blue Medicare card that so many people will have.
How about myth number three?
Yeah, so another thing is a lot of people think Medicare Advantage plans, because they offer some more services, are more expensive than original Medicare. And that's not necessarily true. That's why it's really important to do your research. So every plan is going to have different costs. It's going to have different benefits. So you have to really look at what your overall cost with a Medicare Advantage plan are going to be. They might be lower than your cost with original Medicare. And the reason for that is because Medicare Advantage plans are actually required to limit your yearly out-of-pocket costs. So when you hit a certain ceiling, a certain maximum in the amount of dollars you spend for health care, it actually stops requiring any payment. Original Medicare does not have any ceiling on that yearly expenses. So if you require a whole lot of services, it can get more expensive.
So the sky's the limit.
Exactly. Okay. It could be.
All right, let's talk about extra benefits. Do the extra benefits make Medicare Advantage more expensive?
No, they usually don't. They usually provide extra value. So, you know, an example would be here in Louisiana, if you go to get your teeth cleaned, just a routine dental exam, they're going to usually do x-rays. It's going to cost about $220 here. If you only have Original Medicare, so that's not going to cover any dental services, you're going to have to pay that full $220 out of pocket. But if you have a Medicare Advantage plan that includes routine dental, you won't have to pay that money out of pocket. You may not have to pay anything at all. So if you look at those extra benefits and figure out if you'll use them, the savings can add up. It's really important to look at kind of what you pay on an annual basis to make sure you're not overpaying for anything.
All right, Dr. B, our friend Dr. Brent Wallace, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health, is talking about some Medicare myths and dispelling some of them. For example, Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans do not cover the same services. Medicare Advantage plans are not more expensive than Original Medicare. If you join a Medicare Advantage plan, you do have Medicare. That's not true. It's not true that you don't have Medicare anymore. So we'll pick it up here. We come back. 821 Traffic, WWL. At 8:26, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Dr. B, Dr. Brent Wallace, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health. We're talking about some Medicare myths. Doc, do all Medicare Advantage plans have the same costs?
No, a lot of people think that. You know, some Medicare Advantage plans might have a monthly premium that you're going to have to pay in addition to your Part B premium, and that can vary from plan to plan. And then some will actually have an annual deductible for medical services or medications. And so what that means is you might have to pay a certain amount out of pocket before the plan kicks in and starts covering a lot of those costs. And then Medicare Advantage plans also have different costs for covered services, things you're going to go get, prescription drugs, doctor's appointments. But the costs with those plans most often are going to be more predictable than they are with Original Medicare.
And why would that be?
Yeah, so Medicare Advantage plans usually have a copay for any service that you get. So that's a fixed dollar amount that you're going to pay out of pocket. So, for example, going to see a cardiologist may cost you $20. But with Original Medicare, the services more often have a co-insurance, and it's at 20% is where it's set. So what that means is if the services, you know, for the physician you see are $1,000, you could pay 20% or $200 of that. And it's going to vary depending on what the doctor does for you, what tests are ordered, and things like that.
I never did get co-insurance because I would be the guy that would be the co-insurer, so I don't understand why they call it that, but they do. How about changing your Medicare coverage whenever you want?
Yeah, you can't do that. You can only change Medicare coverage at certain times of the year. And for most people, the best opportunity is what we call the annual enrollment period, or AEP. That's what's going on right now. That's why you're seeing all the advertisements on TV and hearing them on radio. It started on October 15th, and it lasts through December 7th. And any changes you make during this period go into effect on January 1st.
Is that the only time you can make coverage changes?
In general, it's the time you really need to be thinking about making the changes. It's your kind of one time of year when you can do that. But there are a few exceptions. If you meet certain criteria, you might qualify for a special enrollment period that lets you make changes at other times during the year.
What kind of criteria?
So you might qualify if, for example, you've lost coverage through an employer, like maybe you've retired, for example, or you move outside of the area, the service area where your plan is, so maybe you leave Louisiana, or if you have certain health conditions, things like diabetes and heart disease, you might be able to enroll in certain types of plan. And there are other ones, but the thing to keep in mind, this is really the important time of year where everybody needs to look at their coverage and make sure they get what they need for next year.
It's very important you get this done before the December 7th deadline. I know you guys got that Medicare Center on Vets. Talk about that, if you would, Doc, please.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity for people to come by and actually talk face-to-face with somebody. It's a Medicare center located on Vets, right in between Trader Joe's and Causeway. And they'll actually talk about original Medicare. They'll talk about all the plans that are available in this area and available to you. They'll do a side-by-side comparison. And it's a really good way to ask questions because a lot of this stuff is very confusing.
And appointments are welcome, but walk-ins are welcome. Appointments are recommended, but walk-ins are welcome as well. It's 3017 Vets. Thank you, Doc. Appreciate it as always. You can find out more about People's Health at peopleshealth.com, or you can always call them at 1-800-978-9765. It's peopleshealth.com, or call them at 1-800-978-9765. 8:30 time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan. 8:40, thank you. 20 till 9. One of these days, we're going to talk to Scott Boyle, the district engineer administrator for the Louisiana Department of Transportation and Development, just to find out that everything's going fine. But that's not the case this morning. How you doing, Scott?
Hey, Tommy. Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Thanks for taking the time. Tell me what's going on with this on-ramp and the homeless and the fire and what happened?
Tommy, within the last 9 days, we've had three fires that have occurred under our infrastructure. Two of them by Costco, by the I-10 Carrollton Airline interchange, and one early Sunday morning by the Loyola entrance ramp to the Crescent City Connection Bridge. Mm-hmm. And that one was a very significant encampment fire that we're still determining whether or not we're going to be able to get that ramp back open.
What about the one by Costco? Was it just a fire event and then it's over and the roadway is fine?
Yeah, that one took place last Tuesday. We got a call. We saw pictures that were circulating around 7 o'clock. They had 30-foot flames from on the ground where this encampment was, and they were cresting over the ramp by the airline off ramp from the interstate.
That is 30, crazy.
30-foot flames cresting. If the fire department would not have gotten out there as quickly as they did, we would have had a big problem. This was right near where we just repaired the garbage truck damage from about 2 months ago.
So the US 90 on ramp by Loyola is the one that's closed, correct?
Correct. That's been closed since Sunday. We got major girder damage. We got concrete deck damage. We got fastener damage. It's at this point we've analyzed it. We bring in a consultant to analyze it. But Tommy, if this is a significant issue, I mean, it could be months and millions of dollars to get this ramp back open.
And this is all because of a fire that started at a homeless encampment. That's what you're telling me, right?
That's correct. We've gone out there. We saw the remains and remnants of it, and it was charred tents and sleeping bags and bicycle parts. It certainly was it just was shocking.
So take me
the amount of damage that occurred.
I'm sorry, take me through the next step, Scott. So what happens from here?
So we've gone ahead and analyzed it. We've got a consultant that's looking at it to make a determination if that ramp is safe enough for motorists to drive on it. So right now it's closed indefinitely until we
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Get that okay. Certainly, safety is the highest priority with us. If it's okay, well, then we're going to open it. If it's not okay, we're going to have to do an emergency project. And because this is not just one little element, this potentially could be months of planning and work. And, you know, the price tag on something like this could be in the upper single-digit millions.
And you'll know when, Scott, if it's the damage, is that serious or not? Is there a timeline on it?
Well, we're going to know within the next day or so. It happened Sunday morning, so we've been on it all week. We just, you know, it's complicated. This major girder that holds all the weight from that bridge, it's buckled, and there's different other issues with it. So we gotta do our due diligence, and, you know, just to be sure, we don't want to put a car on there and have something worse happen than what's already occurred.
Thank you, Scott. Maybe you can come back, let us know when you find out, all right?
Yeah, I will. As soon as I find out, I'll call the studio. We'll get that to you.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it. Scott Boyle, District Engineer, Administrator, Louisiana Department of Transportation and Development. I know the homelessness is a problem, but boy, when it starts damaging infrastructure. Let's take a break, come back, talk about a levy district millage renewal that's coming up here on WWL. 8:49, 11 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Jesse Noel, Regional Director for the West Bank Flood Protection Authority, because there's an upcoming millage renewal that's coming up. Good morning, Jesse. How are you?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Now I can hear you. How you doing, Jesse?
Oh, perfect. I'm doing well. How are you doing this morning?
I'm all right, sir. Tell me what the West Bank Flood Protection Authority is in charge of, what it is that you all do, and why this millage is important.
Okay, so our mission is to protect West Bank homes and businesses by ensuring that our flood protection system functions as designed. The flood protection system consists of 80 miles of levees and flood walls, 67 floodgates, 35 drainage valves that all have to close for a hurricane. And additionally, it has three large closure complexes on the Nav channels, one in Bayou Signet, one on the Harvey Canal under the LaPalco Bridge, and then the West Closure Complex, which is down south of Bell Chase, but it really closes in the whole system. And all that stuff has to operate to protect something we're very proud of, $41 billion in infrastructure and 250,000 people that call the West Bank home.
I drive around that area often, Jesse, and see a lot of those different things that you're talking about, and it is quite impressive, but it's not cheap to maintain, is it?
No, sir. No, sir, it is not. You know, we have to exercise it. We have to do heavy maintenance on all of our facilities. So the three closure complex in particular, and then the levees, they continuously sink. Mm-hmm. You know, we live in South Louisiana. We live in a subsiding coastline. And so those levees have to be lifted. And we have an example of that, you know, in Bayou Signet. So right behind the shrimp lot in West Wego, there's a small section of levee. We've spent $23 million in the past 10 years lifting about 18 miles of levee. And so we lifted that small section of levee behind the shrimp lot to about a 14.5-foot elevation in 2018. Mm-hmm. And as it sits today, 7 years later, it's at about a 12.
Wow.
So we lost 2.5 feet of elevation in about 7 years. We're working to get it back up. It's still above the 100-year flood elevation, but we're working to get it back up. We want to go 3.5 feet higher, go to 15.5 this time. But it has to happen on a regular schedule, and that's just one instance. You know, we have 22 miles of levee in West Jefferson alone, and that's what this millage is for. It's for West Jefferson residents, people that live inside the flood protection on the West Bank in Jefferson Parish only. And so they have early voting going on right now, and then the election is actually on November 15th. And they would be voting to renew this millage. So this is not a new tax. It's an existing tax that helps us fund these levee lifts and also major maintenance on our sector gates. So these sector gates are, you know, some of them, the West Closure Complex, each gate leaf is roughly the size of a house, and that house has to swing into the channel to close for a hurricane. And so we need those things to work. We don't get a second chance. You know, when we push the button, it has to work. It's a pass-fail test.
So. This is not anything new, and I guess I always like to point out, Jesse, what happens if it fails?
If the gates don't work.
No. If the millage fails, well, if the renewal fails.
So if the millage fails, so the millage funds the levee lift program and the major maintenance on our complex structures. And so it would be a big risk. You know, so we have to do this maintenance on these structures to make sure that we're repairing them and maintaining them before a storm, right? So we don't get a second chance. And so this money, it's 4.75 mils. It generates about $6.5 million a year. That's 45% of the West Jefferson Levee District's budget. And we need it to raise the levees. We need it to make sure that the gates are going to work. And if we don't have it, we're going to have to figure out how to do as much as we can with what we would have.
And just to be clear, the whole process, I think what people don't understand is you don't want to put a tax or a millage in perpetuity, because then you can make a case of, well, how do I know that once it's there forever, the money's going to be spent responsibly? So you have it where there's checks and balances and it has to be renewed. But it's an ongoing expense. It's not as though you're asking for any additional money. You're just asking for the money to keep maintaining what's already been built. Is that accurate?
That is exactly right. And so it was a 10-year millage that's expiring in 27. We're just asking the voters to renew it so we can keep providing the best flood protection system the West Bank has ever had. We want to keep it that way, and we want to make it better if we can.
Thank you, sir. Any final thoughts?
So early voting is going on. You can go to the West Bank Regional Library on Manhattan or the Odom Center at the corner of Barataria and Expressway through Saturday, or you can go out on November 15th and vote. We enjoy providing the best flood protection the West Bank's ever had, and we hope to keep doing it.
As a West Banker, I appreciate you doing it. Thank you, Jesse.
All right. Thanks so much.
You bet.
Tom,
Jesse Noel, Regional Director for the West Bank Flood Protection Authority. We'll take a break for traffic now, 855 WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.